Ensemble Theater closes out its 30th anniversary season with a revival of Violet that was a hit for the company in 1999. With music by Tony Award winner Janine Tesori and words by Brian Crawley, Violet is a woman seeking to define herself amid a beauty-obsessed culture. Cast members Kate Wilford and Phil Fiorini are here to fill us in. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks. Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Tell us about the story and about the roles you're portraying.
It's literally a bus journey for the young Violet, who is on her way to try to fix a terrible scar that she has on her face. And she goes to eventually see Phil's main character, the preacher.
A televangelist. Yeah, it's just a beautiful story of redemption and trying to find forgiveness and people that live on the outside of life a little bit. And on this bus, Violet meets a couple gentlemen that are Vietnam soldiers, and she meets an elderly lady, and it's all these people that influence her on this journey to heal something that really needs to be done on the inside as opposed to outside.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's beautiful about the story we can connect to. All of us are always searching for something outside of ourselves to make us feel better. But when we get quiet and find people that can mirror what's beautiful inside of us, like Violet does at the end, I don't want to give away the story. It's happy. It's a happy ending. I don't want to give that
goodness.
Away. But when that happens, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. And it's
and
about
redemptive.
Really seeing each other, not what's on the outside, and really seeing yourself as well. This sounds very heavy. It's actually joyful and fun and silly. It's set in 1964, but the music styles are all over the place. We've got a lot of blues. Obviously, with a televangelist, we're going to have some gospel-y singing in there as well. And we have the fabulous Patty James from CCM. She's our choreographer. So she's high energy, and she keeps us high energy as well.
Well, getting back to the roles, you play the televangelist, but you also are?
I play a bus driver, too. I also play a elderly man and go back and forth between those roles.
Yeah.
And what about you, Kate?
I'm the old lady on the bus, and boy, I don't know how to describe my other one. She's a lady of the night, an older working woman who meets Phil at the bar, which I love. At my age, to be able to play both of those roles is a treat. But most of us are playing three or four characters. We have a couple of new folks there at the theater who get to play just one character. Brooke Steele is back, and she's doing Violet, the lead, and she's
just lovely.
Effervescent. I mean, she's beautiful and wonderful in it. But we have two new young men who are the other men on the bus. Philip Johnson Richardson out of CCM, who's also glorious, an amazing singing voice, well worth the trip just alone for that. And then add Mark to that, who's the other young man, Mark Beyer, out of Wright State. And our wonderful music director, Scott Woolley, brought him in. So there's lots of old faces like Phil and myself, and then new, fresh young blood for Ensemble Theater. And the beautiful Delaney Ragusa, who is the young Violet, and she's out of SCPA and has been up at Playhouse. She's adorable, and she's the first voice we hear. And all you need is to hear her beautiful young singing voice, and you are glued to your seat for the rest of the night just to hear her alone. So it's fun. It's a good group.
You alluded to this before, but what about the story resonates for you?
First is the music is amazing. It always makes me want to get up and dance.
Yeah.
There's a country feel, a blues feel, some gospel, like I said. I think it's just this heartwarming story. It's almost like the audience can kick back and watch a story about people, about Southern life in the 60s.
I think it's even more pertinent today than when it was first written. There's a young woman who feels that she is very unattractive and is not aware of the effect she has on people. And we are so, we're such a culture that's steeped in how we look and how we present rather than who we are. And who she is such a wonderful person that we want to find out more about her and how she looks doesn't ultimately matter, and especially not to the two young men she meets on the bus, which is unusual, which we don't expect from those characters.
And one of the young men is African-American. So you can imagine, you know, here's Violet with a severe scar. But to be in a culture at that time in our history where someone who's African-American would come on even to a bus and be immediately judged or reckoned. And this is like right after We were talking about the other day, would they ride in the back of the bus?
Right.
Remember one
right.
of Tori Wiggins, who's also in the show, asked that really pertinent question. And this is right after that, but still before the civil rights movement.
When it would movement. Still be tense.
So yeah. Here's two people. One has a scar. The other has a visible difference in our society at that time.
Right.
And it's relevant even today.
Yeah.
Especially today.
Today,
unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah. It is. It's
someone
sad.
Of color gets on a bus and they're going to be immediately judged.
It's so true. And can you imagine living your life walking through knowing that you have something visible on you that will be judged?
Yeah. I think what's interesting is that every character is feeling that one way or the other. Everybody's on a journey in this show and feeling very alone in that journey. And so it's about finding how you're not alone, perhaps, and finding that the other is actually you as well.
Well, this is the best musical that no one knew about for years. What changed all that?
Oh, it had a couple of revivals. Lynn actually was one of the first to ever do it in town in 97. Janine Tesori remembered that she was the first. And so when she asked to do it again, there was a wonderful revival just a couple of years ago in New York. So that brought it into focus again. And Lynn wasn't sure if she could get the rights because she thought it was going to continue to run. And Janine said, nope. Lynn stuck by me then. I'm sticking by her now. So we're the rare theater that gets the opportunity to do the show twice, much less the first time.
And I think there's the other factor, which is Janine Tesori is the composer of the huge Broadway hit Fun Home.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So we're hitting it on both sides of that.
You alluded to Scott Woolley being the music director, the great Scott Woolley, and Lynn Myers is directing.
Of course, and they're a great pair. They work well together, and when Patty's in the room, it's this wonderful set of three very creative and loving directors.
Exciting, too.
Yeah. It feels more like a party than work.
It does, yeah. And Scott is so particular about his passion for the music he's working on is really infectious. He understands the style. He understands where it is and it helps you get back there.
And he works beautifully with actors because he helps you understand how the music is informing it and what Janine Tesori might have had in mind as motivation for whatever direction you're supposed to be going in.
So. And it's not like it's a huge pit band either. It's guitar.
No, we drums. Finally have four pieces on stage with us, yeah. Which was very exciting. No click tracks. So we'll have lots of energy up on that stage.
And, you know, our director, Lynn, said this. You could read the script without the music, and it could be a play.
Yeah.
That's what's incredible about it, too. And then you add all this vibrant music.
And then I want to add one more other member of the production team, and that is the great Reba Sensky, who is doing your costumes. And so you know that it will be a beautiful
visually
show to look at.
Exciting. And God love her. Phil and I each are playing at least three or four different characters, and we're just two of the people on that stage. So there will be a lot to look at. And set in 1964, so we're going to have lots of fun retro looks up there.
Yep. Well, let's not wait another 20 years before catching it again. Thank you, Kate Wilford and Phil Fiorini, cast members of Violet, running at Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati from May 3rd through the 22nd. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.
Gracious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am one the storm through the night lead me on. To the night, precious Lord. Take my hand and lead me home.